The inaugural Mole Creek Sports Club Gala Day is going to be held on the 27th of February, which is next Saturday. And it's all to do with football. There'll be women's football, also men's football as well. And one of the participants is the Sheffield Football Club, the coach of which is Aaron McNabb, who joins me now. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, good. Now, you actually played a practice game at Mole Creek before COVID hit last year, and, of course, Sheffield was one of the teams that opted not to to play in the season last year. But other than that, the ground doesn't get a lot of use, so this is a really good opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Mole Creek haven't had a side for a number of years now, but still have a social club run out of there. So it's good to get up there and use the ground, use the facilities, and just give back to the local community there so they can keep it going.
It starts with a women's football match at 10:30, Deloraine up against Ulverston, and then there's going to be a round-robin competition with four footy clubs, including yours, for the Bendigo Cup. So it'll be Deloraine, Meander Valley Suns, East Coast Swans and Sheffield. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, exactly. When we got the phone call and got in contact with Sean Bartlett about having the event, we were more than happy to jump on board and be a part of it. It's good. Good opportunity to play some games against some other opposition on a different ground and help out the community. Yeah, just a really good way to get involved.
And to get interest from the East Coast is pretty impressive, I reckon.
Yeah, spot on. So when we played our practice match earlier in the year, we played against Mole Creek, who just fielded a side, a bit of a social side, and quite a few of the East Coast boys played in that game. So I think there's a bit of a tie there between them, which is good to get them involved and actually have a game against them, probably.
The games involving the four sides will be a round-robin competition, so how's that going to work exactly? What's the format for the day?
So the women's game versus Deloraine and Ulverston, that's at 10:30. 12 o'clock we've got Deloraine versus Meander Valley Suns, 1 o'clock St Helens versus Sheffield, and then 3 o'clock the two losing sides will play off, and 4 o'clock the two winning sides will play off.
Okay.
And the winner will be presented the Bendigo Cup.
Yeah, great. The Bendigo Bank and Deloraine have got behind the event as well. Now, while I've got you, it'd be remiss of me not to ask you how it's going at Sheffield. Last year was to be your first year as coach. Of course, as I mentioned earlier on, Sheffield didn't actually play in the NWFA, and you were among a number of other players that still wanted a game, so you played with fourth under permit, which is allowed under the circumstances. How's it all going, shaping up for 2021 for the Robins?
Yeah, really good, actually. We've had great numbers at the start of pre-season and plenty signed up, and we've started getting back into swing of things after Christmas with good numbers, so we're really excited to get into a practice match in 2 weeks and actually get to see some of our new recruits and see what's been put into place and see how it all plans out.
Okay, you're not going to let us in on who the new recruits are at this stage?
Oh, there's a few out there. Some of the exciting ones I'm looking forward to see would be just getting some of the local boys back that haven't played for a few years and some guys back to the club that have played elsewhere in the past. But like guys like Timmy Ivory and Caden Deverell that have got ties to the club and coming back to the club, which is great for us.
I know you actually said you played with a team last year. How much did the boys that didn't play miss having the opportunity to play?
Yeah, well, it could have went either one way or the other, but it seems to work in our favour, where a lot of them seem to have missed it, so they're pretty keen to come back and get back into it, which is really good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical of most football clubs across the coast at the moment. We're hearing that a lot of competitions, that all the teams have done well recruiting in the off-season, and everyone's keen to have a game. Look, I think it's a fantastic idea, this Gala Day at Mole Creek. Good luck to you and the team, and also the other teams involved in it. Also, good luck to you and Sheffield during the NWFA season this year, and thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much.